assurance and security. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Jude, verse 24. One area causing Christians confusion and consternation is, am I truly saved? This is a question that bothers many believers. Am I really part of God's family? This is not just the few, but many born-again people just doubt their security in Christ. Many simply struggle with this issue, and many true believers doubt their salvation. They do not have God's assurance in their heart. They do not enjoy the security of his promised provision. Oh, this is such a sad state of affairs, but it is prevalent in many churches today. Often they have not been shown the truth that is right there in Scripture, and sadly it can have a very negative effect on their lives. Yet we have an assurance from Scripture that our salvation in Christ is secure. Security in our salvation is locked into Christ's finished work in time and eternity. A misunderstanding of Scripture inevitably causes this distressing state of mind. Wrong teaching can also contribute to believers questioning their eternal salvation. The Bible teaches we have continuity of salvation from the day we first believed. Resting our confidence on Christ's atoning work is what the Bible teaches us to do. Trusting the word of God about our redemption is what we should be doing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved is the Bible's clear instruction. For there can be little or no stability in the Christian life when this truth is doubted. But until this is resolved in a believer's heart, there can be little spiritual growth. Assurance and eternal security is probably the most comforting doctrine for believers. For our security rests in Christ's finished work, and to doubt it can be devastating. There are a number of reasons that the eternal security of the believer is disbelieved, and anyone questioning their salvation should think this through prayerfully. One of the main reasons for our lack of security in Christ rests on our impressions. To gain assurance of salvation, believers will often look inside, into their feelings. On the days that they feel saved, they rest on that and feel they are secure. But when they do not feel saved, peace is shattered and depression kicks in. When we doubt our eternal security, it shows lack of faith in Christ's sacrifice. Feelings can fluctuate and are a totally false gauge of our assured salvation. Emotions can oscillate and are no criteria on which to rest our security in Christ. All feelings and emotions are God-given, but they are not the source of salvation truth. Believers should never allow feelings and emotions to dictate scriptural doctrine. It is the word of God to which we should turn to discover how to be saved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's word alone must be relied on to supply us with salvation truth, not feelings. God's word is truth, which provides our doctrinal understanding of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. For whoever believes on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be saved. There are no add-ons to Scripture, but many men and ministries add to salvation. But if there is anything added to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it is extra-biblical. To add anything to the finished work of Christ is to say his death was insufficient. To add anything to Christ's sacrifice is to deny his triumphant cry, "It is finished." To suggest that believers can add anything to Christ's finished work is blasphemy. To suggest we can do anything to lose salvation is to minimize his work on the cross. To suggest we lose our salvation is to elevate our power above the sovereignty of God. Christ's finished work satisfied the Father. It is impertinence to suggest otherwise. There are other reasons we doubt our assurance in Christ and our secure salvation. It may be poor teaching, self-doubt, or resistance to God's child training program. But all suggestion that our salvation is in jeopardy denies the truth of God's word. For God is able to keep us from falling and to joyfully present us perfect to God. It is Jesus himself who promised that both he and the Father would keep us safe. And Paul tells us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. God the Son tells us that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will have eternal life. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, for no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. It is God himself who has committed to keep us, for we could not do so ourselves. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Our assurance of salvation and eternal security is purchased by Christ. Our assurance of salvation and eternal security was promised by the Father. Our assurance of salvation and eternal security is sealed by the Spirit. All members of the Godhead have pledged our eternal security. What an assurance! Our eternal security is not based on our own abilities, but founded on God alone. The salvation of all the redeemed is established on the Father's promise. Our eternal security was purchased by Christ. Our eternal security was promised by the Father. Our eternal security is sealed by the Spirit.